Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And you know, I'm delighted to be here. And of course, I'm delighted that you're there listening to my voice, whether it's live or in the archives. We enjoy these moments no matter what time you take to connect with us. For those who might not be familiar with the work that I do, I work with many on the other side, the spiritual hierarchy, archangels, angels, and also some of those interesting people who lived, like Marilyn Monroe, which she has a very fascinating story that she tells in the book Chaos Before Creation. That's found at my website at carolynevers.com. And she gave the reasons why she came. She reviews her life as to what happened in it from the viewpoint of being on the other side. And she talks when she will come again. And so there are other individuals that do the same thing in that particular book. They review their lives based upon their mission, what they accomplished, and when they're coming again. So I thought I would go that route and talk a little bit about what I do, because there is a gentleman who is on the other side right now who I have been conversing with, and that is Steve Fawcett. And so I thought I'd take a little bit of time today and talk about what is on this gentleman's mind and what happened to him. In case you're not familiar with Steve, he is what I would call the grand adventurer. He had his hand in ballooning, in racing, and in September, early September of last year, he took what might be considered a casual flight, never came back. People couldn't understand what happened to him. And so there was a bit of romance, a bit of, well, here is the adventurer. He knows how to handle himself in practically every kind of adventure. What happened to him? He was in a small airplane, which are known to land safely, and nobody could find anything of him or his plane. And so even though so much money has been spent in time and effort in locating the records, this hasn't been found yet. And so it was interesting when he came to tell me his story. Now, I mentioned earlier what I do. So, you know, when Steve came and started chatting about what his mission is and what his purpose now as far as the people on Earth are concerned, I didn't think it strange at all. I have a house full of individuals that come with their stories, so this wasn't anything new to me. But it intrigued me, because here was an individual who, before he came into this lifetime as Steve Fawcett, he, like so many others that I discuss, set forth a plan as to what this mission would be on Earth. And we've all done this. We just don't remember it, but we have done this pre-programming. In other words, why are we going to be on Earth this time? What are we hoping to accomplish? And like so many of us, he didn't remember this programming until after he crossed to the other side. Then he remembered. And what he remembered was, before he came, he was intended to be a public figure. And of course he was. Newspapers all over the world have made entries of his daring, his exploits. And so, yes, he has a name that is well known with a lot of people. And his mission now is he is using that platform of being a renowned, well-known individual, and he is relaying back to the people on Earth what he sees, what he feels, what he has experienced. And it's a fascinating story. If this is of interest to you, it can be More information can be found at www.stevefawcettlives.com. And so he tells this story of how he had seen this great light. This wasn't the first time he had seen this. He had been flying in the skies and had seen this light previously. And it was a very interesting light in the sense that it seemed to come down to Earth and it would get so far and then it would go back up. And he had seen this several times. I had done some research after he had given me this information, and he had actually reported this to friends. And so he was flying there in the Mojave Desert looking for a place that would be suitable for some racing when he remembered this light. And he decided to go take a little detour and go back to the place where he had seen this light originally. And there it was again. And so you might say he chased it. He was chasing a phenomenon that he had never seen before until these most recent times. It didn't answer the usual phenomenon that you see in the sky. And so he chased it. He went too far. He went straight up in the air. Well, not straight up, but he took this course to a higher elevation because the light did the same thing that it had done in the past. It had come down, and it was back up, moving to the upper realms again. And as he is going forward to find out what this light is, he went too high. He did not have oxygen in the plane. And so what happened is he physically became unconscious. Our number here, call in with your thoughts, with your questions, 877-876-5227. You know, BBS is one of those most remarkable places where we can come, where we can exchange ideas, where we can call in and ask questions, give a viewpoint. And here we are, we've got a toll-free number. What more can you want in life on this very wonderful Sunday afternoon for some pleasant conversation, for some pleasant input? Grab your cup of tea, your coffee, your water. Join us. Call in with your questions. If this story of Steve Fawcett is not something that intrigues you, call in with a question on some other area. I do read the Universal Akashic Records that are located in the center of the cosmos, and many times on the Sunday discussions, the topics that I bring forth have been answers to questions that people have posed when they have asked for a reading. And so we have a multitude of very fascinating topics that we have discussed in the past. So we're willing to go off on that course. I also have people who call in. They want messages from their loved ones on the other side. They want to know what they're doing. And what I usually do is call in one of the masters, one of the archangels, to give us some input as to what the loved ones are doing. I've also had some people who maybe are dedicated to Archangel Michael, and they have questions about him. They want to feel his energy, and he comes close, and he allows that individual, invites that individual to connect with his energy. We do this on our conference calls, and it is a beautiful thing to stand in the energy of the masters or of the archangels. It's not something that you can really explain, because it is something that you feel. It is something that touches you. It is something that you remember. And I say remember because we were all joined together at one time. We all came with him at this most remarkable experiment where the soul came down to this dimension, formed these incredibly remarkable physical forms for us to play in this playground of manifesting our most remarkable dreams. So, we have many topics on the table. Give us a call, 877-876-5227. Would love to be engaged with you in some conversation. So getting back to Steve. The last thing that he remembered was that he was flying too high. And he blacked out. And the next thing he recalls is he is on a table. And there are beings that are humanoid, but not really human. And they are working over him, working on his electrical system in his body. His body was in shock because it was catapulted into another dimension. And so his body had to be rewired. The electrical system had to be rewired, and so they were working on healing the body. And they told him that he was what would be considered in the physical critical shock. They worked with his body with sound and color. And he says some sort of electrical gizmo. He says, they explained how it works and what it is, and he'll describe this later as there's other things he wishes to discuss. So, my friends, he claims that he is in the high astral plane. In that plane that is right below a checkpoint to go into the next higher dimension. And he tells us that this is the place where souls go when they cross over to the other side. And he explains what he sees there, the people, how they converse with one another, the joy, the bliss, the serenity. And I find this fascinating. Some people who are there are in spirit only. They have what we call died. You might consider transition, where the physical is here on earth and the soul has moved on. And he claims there are some there with the body. They are body and soul. This is the level of the first place of ascension. This is the first step along the way where we go when we ascend. And he explains that. He explains what it looks like. And how there are people there who ascend it in other time frames in history. Well, he doesn't explain this, but I'm aware from remembering my past lifetimes as a Templar in the early years when the Templar movement began. That is what the Gothic cathedrals were all about. For those individuals who were ready, the cathedrals were built on what was considered sacred spots by ancient peoples, namely the Druids as one. And there was the necessary energy there inside of the planet, the electromagnetic energy, and it was a place where the cosmic energy came down, met with the electromagnetic energy of the Earth, and the Gothic cathedrals were built in such a fashion that those who knew how to use it, it was an ascension tool. And so I remembered being there at a time, seeing other Templars there who used the path. And this was the same path where Steve Fawcett is. And so he explains how the elements of the physical body have changed. And what I find so fascinating about that, friends, is it is the same kind of information that I have received from other sources. We had a class in one of our conference calls with Archangel Michael. He worked with Master Kasumi, who was Pythagoras in another lifetime. If you're not familiar with Pythagoras, Pythagoras worked with the electron and information and different theories and theorems that he put together was very advanced for his time and helped to explain how the universe works. And so one of the pictures that they drew for us is that the higher up that you go in the dimensions, that there are more spaces in between the electrons, so that the physical form, as it changes, as it moves up through the dimensions, seems larger because there's more space between the electrons. And this is what Steve explained, how his body changed, how it's much larger than it was. I find that fascinating. What do you guys think? Give me a call here, 877-876-5227. Let us hear what you're thinking. Maybe you have a question. We've laid a lot of things out on the table, whether it's getting a message about a loved one, whether it's giving us a message or what you think about this whole incredible story that Steve Fawcett's bringing forth, or whether you want to connect with one of your angels. Give us a call here, 877-876-5227. I know it is just so much fun sitting back and just listening to some of these exciting things. But it's nice for me to have a little bit of dialogue. And since we're just about halfway through the show, can you imagine that when you have so much fun, how fast time seems to move along? Ah, we got a person who decided they would comment in your name.
Oh, hi, Carolyn, this is Lila.
Hi, Lila.
Hi. You remember when we were talking on the conference call, I had asked a question, and you asked me to call you today because that was a personal question, and they didn't want to answer.
I remember the event, but I don't remember the question. What's the question, Lila?
I didn't ask the question yet, but I was very upset, and I still am very, very concerned about a certain financial difficulty, and I'm sort of hanging in the balance, wondering if this is going to come through. It's so very important. So I wanted to ask them, could they tell me, could I relax and know that this is being handled and taken care of? So that was...
Is another way of asking this, Lila, is perhaps the money that you are expecting, is it going to come forth? Is that sort of...
In time, yes, because I have a very definite deadline that it must come forth.
Okay, let me see what I can find on this, Lila.
Thank you.
I want to see who is willing to discuss this, who is the best equipped to give you the answer. I expected either Archangel Michael or Yeshua to come through and answer this, but neither one are answering this call. But what I am seeing is one of the cherubim, and they're holding a record. And I'm not quite sure right now what record this is. Let me see what they're willing to impart on this. Ah, it is the record of the gentleman that is involved in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is they're limited as to the information that they can give you, but that they can give you information as it pertains to you. Now, you understand what we're saying here, don't you, Lila?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're not going to give a background, anything, a background of this individual where it doesn't apply to you, but where it does apply to you, that you have the right to know this.
That I have what?
You have the right to know this.
Oh.
As it applies to you.
Uh-huh.
Got that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what they have to say. Okay, what they're saying first is this gentleman is an individual of integrity, that the direction that he comes from is one of telling the truth. And they want you to know that it's important for you to understand this, that he did not have an intention to deceive. So that's the first thing that they want to say. And then they go on to show me those individuals that he was connected with. Did not have the same integrity. And so they are saying that as you worked with this gentleman, that his intentions were clear. He didn't intend to deceive, but he was deceived. And part of the reason why he was deceived is he was hoping that what he heard was the truth. And being an honest person himself, he expected other people to be honest with him. And they were not. So there is a muddy situation here, in the sense that what he told you he believed was accurate, but he is finding out that what he told you is not accurate.
Okay, I'm a little confused now because there are two sources that I'm expecting this help from. Now, the one has to do with show business.
One has to do with what?
Show business.
Oh, show business.
That's the one they're talking about? Or is it a partnership that has to do with escrow? So
okay, let me ask because they did not indicate that. Let me see what they are talking about. They are clarifying that and saying that what they are showing you or showing me has to do with what you're calling a partnership.
Okay, and what can I do to save the house? Is there anything I can do?
Well, you're asking two different questions now.
If that man is not being sincere and is not going to help, what can I do to help me to save the house?
Okay, now you're going to leave this question and you're going to another question, correct?
Let's finish up then.
No, we can go where you want. The next one, I think you got the gist of what we were saying here, apparently. And so your next question is your concern about the house? Is that
yes.
where you want to go? Okay.
Yes.
Are you sure that you're not going to be able to save the house?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. I'm counting on this partnership coming through. They already signed an escrow agreement. But, you know, one of them, they did sign it, and then they closed out that particular escrow, and they just are supposed to be working with a new one. But I don't understand yet whether he's going to sign for this new one. And I have a deadline of the, I think, 15th of this month.
Lila, are you saying that you don't have enough money to make the monthly payments on the house?
Not at the moment. These people promised that they would go ahead and take care of anything that I owe, and with the understanding that I pay them back in 6 months, or else the house reverts to them.
Or else the house what?
Reverts to them. But it will be foreclosed unless I have the money by this month.
Lila, have you spoken to an attorney on this?
Well, yes, I'm working with people on this. But I mean, is there any way they can let me know that this is going to be resolved with me being able to hold on to the house? I want to know that.
Well, you're talking about something with 2 weeks, from what I gather.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about needing an answer within 2 weeks, and you're talking about several different people. I don't know that they can give an answer on that, but let me see what they have to say. Because, see, what you're working here with is you're working with what you're trying to materialize and what other people are materializing or what their intentions are.
Right.
And I don't know if we're going to have an answer on that, but I will ask them.
Because what I feel is, you know, we understand that the forces of darkness are trying to hurt us in every way.
I can't hear you, dear. You understand what?
That the forces of darkness are trying to take out the people who are the light workers and to attack us. And I feel that this is definitely an attack.
Well, let's see. Now we're on another subject. So let's take one at a time. You want to know about the house. You've got 2 weeks. You don't know if it's going to be foreclosed. Let me see what they say. My own personal opinion from a human viewpoint is that you need legal advice. And you said that you have it.
Well, I thought I have a company that's working with me on this. They're supposed to have been working with me.
You know, you can't always take people on their, how should I say this, as they present themselves to you without looking into motivation. You know, when you're working with money, people's motivation is not always your motivation. I don't know if we can get an answer on this because of the number of people that are involved, but let's see what they say.
Okay.
They're showing me that there are people who are involved in the situation who do not have the same honorable intentions that you have. And they're suggesting, let me ask you a question on this, because they are suggesting something. Is there a legal organization that oversees the kind of deal that you're involved with right now, either in real estate or consumer protection? Have you looked at any of this?
Not really. I don't think so.
This is what they're suggesting that you do, that you need some forces on your side to champion you. And I would look at consumer protection. If you have a local real estate board, call them and ask what part of their organization that they might recommend that you go to review your documents, to give you some advice. I'm guessing this, Lila, but I suspect that you went into this without gathering other information about the individuals that you are working with presently.
So what you're really saying is they're not going to come through for me.
No, they're not saying that. What they're saying is you need a champion on your side.
Uh-huh.
Rather than waiting these two weeks, go and get some help in the public domain, because in real estate, in contracts, you know, there are protections. Go and seek these out. And they're showing me a champion in your corner would help very much. Don't let this ride out to the end. Seek help.
Okay. Could you also give me some information about the man who is in the show business end of this? Because I've been expecting him to come through for me, too.
Lila, we've been here with you, sweetheart, for about 20 minutes on this question. I think you need to call back with this for another time. I think what you're really looking for, the house is the most important thing. Place your intentions on the house. Find a champion in a,
place my, on what?
I didn't hear you.
Would you repeat that? What you were
They're suggesting that you find a champion to help your position, and I'm giving you a suggestion for consumer protection. For you see, what you're talking about is involving real estate. There are laws on the books. Call somebody at your local real estate board, get some suggestions from them as to who you can contact. Even if you had somebody working with you from consumer protection, they might be of assistance to you. But you've gotten yourself into a point now where you need some input from somebody who is not connected to this organization.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah, this seems to me to be the most important thing right now. You've got 2 weeks that you only have 2 weeks in which to save your house, it sounds like to me.
The 25th is the deadline.
Yeah. So before this deadline, seek some advice. They are saying you need a champion. You find a champion. And you find somebody who can intervene in this situation, that there is a chance for you to reverse this.
Is there any possibility that this man in show business is going to come through?
Answer that, Lila. Call back next week. We've given you a lot of time on this.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, dear. Good luck to you and bless you.
Thank you. And pray for me.
Indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Well, folks, we have 20 minutes left on the show. Give us a call here, 877-876-5227. And we were talking at the moment what Steve is telling us. He is existing body and soul in that level where it is the first rung of where we will ascend. It is an area where people, when they transition, they go in with the soul only. It is the high astral plane. He explained how the physical changes, how the electrons change, how they heal with sound and color. They talk about how they communicate with one another. They do use words, but they're not necessary. People communicate with thought. And no one can deceive anyone else. You can't express your thoughts to someone else and it be a lie because of the colors and the energy surrounding those thoughts. Just imagine that if here we could meet one another and we knew right away whether someone who was speaking to us was speaking words of truth. Hello, we have another caller.
Hi, Carolyn, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy. I can't help it. Every time you say that, it just tickles me. Your name just fills me with joy. I bet your mom had that in mind when she gave you that name.
Yes.
You must have really been her joy. Think so?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
so I have a really odd question.
An odd question?
Yes. It's probably going to seem odd.
Like I don't get any odd questions.
my home life situation is such that my home life.
Yeah.
Is that me and my husband are kind of, you know, maybe heading towards the end of our journey.
Okay.
And so I'm fine with it, but I don't think he would be. And I'm just wondering if there's a way to, this is going to sound weird. Well, actually what I'm wondering is if his, you know, twin flame or something like that is incarnated right now.
Well, that's someone an that interesting could, question.
I know, something that someone that he could connect with better and maybe that can help him better than I have been able to.
Oh, so you're trying to, do I have this right? You're trying to turn him over to somebody who could really be of help to him?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it might not be his twin flame.
Right.
It could be, it could just be someone who he has journeyed with in the past. Well, Joy, I'd like to just go over something first before we get to your question. This is a time when, you know, the masters have spoken about this a lot on the conference calls in one form or another. This is a time when our vibrations are going to be dividing us. In other words, those who think and feel the way we do are going to gravitate towards us. Those who do not think and feel the way we do, there's going to be a loss of some interest. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And yes, a lot of people are reporting this, that all of a sudden they have individuals who they've been friends with for a very long time, some of them family members, and all of a sudden they are not on the same wavelength. They're not communicating with each other. And you feel this. It's like, I feel it in my bones.
Yes.
They just are not on the same page with me anymore. And it sounds to me like you and your husband have gotten to this point where you are feeling this.
Not on the same page, but not even in the same book.
Yep. This is the time of divisions between people. So your question is, you want to know if there is someone out there who would pick up where you are leaving off that would be of assistance to him.
Right.
Is that the question?
Right. So I don't feel so guilty.
Okay. Ah, now we're getting to the real issue. The issue here is not whether he has someone to help him. The issue is, if you don't stay with him, you don't want to feel guilty. Is that more accurate?
It's both. I sincerely do have a want to help.
And that's because you are a wonderful lady who has a kind heart, who is full of love, and who wants to be of assistance to anyone that you meet. And here, especially the individual that you have connected with in this very close relationship. Let's look at this issue a little bit, because I think this is the answer. It's a little bit on a little bit different manner in which you are thinking. First of all, something that you have to realize, and we all have to realize this, it was something that I had to learn. Each of us has God's light within us. And that's another way of saying we have a soul. But in essence, our soul is the light within us. And the second thing is, we are not responsible for anyone else. We help one another. And that might sound contradictory, because we hear things like we are our brother's keeper. Yes, we are to help one another. We are not to harm one another. But we also cannot feel guilty if our paths change. In other words, if you follow the promptings of your soul, you cannot feel guilty if someone who was in your circle of close friends, close family, you can't feel guilty if they are not willing to walk that path with you. And that's really what's happening here. You're finding a path that you wish to journey, and you're looking to advance your soul. You're looking to move forward. You have a spiritual issue that you want to bring into your reality. You want to build on this. You want to see into the other side. You want to advance. You want to ascend. Therefore, with the promptings of your soul that you are following, is it fair to you to be held back by another who does not want those things? You're not being selfish by wanting to move on. I know when the time comes that you wish to break this relationship, you will do it in the most kind manner that you can, because that's the kind of person that you are. You are kind-hearted. You have a big heart. But you can't hold back your own spiritual advancement because someone else does not wish to journey that path with you. And so it is a point of releasing, to realize that their salvation is not based upon you. It is based upon their own light within. Just like you have your light within you, your husband has his light within him. And, you know, a lot of the work that we've been doing, Joy, on the conference calls is to be working with that inner light. To see that inner light within you, to see God's light within him. I would suggest, if this seems right to you, focus on the light within your own being. Focus on the light within his being, knowing that his light is guiding him. And then send your love to him by sending him pink light of love to his higher mind. In other words, when you send love to his higher mind, it is up to him to decide whether to accept it. His soul is constantly working with him, trying to get him to move to a higher level. And if you keep focusing your love to his higher mind and he will cooperate with it, he will receive this, and it might be a big change in his life. Do you understand the possibility that we're saying here?
Yes.
Because we really don't know what another soul is going to do. He might awaken at some moment that you're completely unaware of. And this is happening today, Joy. There are miracles where a person who seems so closed-minded to this whole world of spiritual advancement, something clicks, They hear a word. They see an event. They remember something. And all of a sudden, they start awakening. And this is happening with a lot of people. You know, your husband might awaken. And he might not. If he awakens, this is beautiful. You can both journey together. If he doesn't awaken, if he chooses not to, understand he has the light within him who will guide him. You want to help him, but if he chooses not to awaken, that is not your responsibility. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Yes. It's hard, isn't it?
Yes.
I have had family members of my own who have walked a different path than me, and a lot has to do with the energies that have come in recently. And, Joy, it's really hard saying goodbye to them. But keep open to the thought that if you send his soul love, send it to his higher mind, something might happen. He might cooperate with it. He might open up to a thought of ascension, and he might open up to your thoughts, to your goals. But be kind to yourself, darling. Be kind to yourself. Were you on that program with Marilyn Monroe?
Yes.
You know, one of the things that she said was about loving yourself. I love her message. And this is her message about loving yourself. Because once you love yourself, you are then able to love others. Joy, I love you. You are such a dear heart. Do you feel any better about this?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes. I need to keep checking in to make sure that I'm, not doing myself any harm by staying and not making any sudden moves and,
Well,
do that check.
Go in, go within, meditate, check on what you feel is the direction that you should take, and you can't go wrong because the body understands this. The body will tell you what is right for you. You will have sensations in the physical as you think about this. And if you connect to your higher mind, if you go within, you can't go wrong over it. You really can't. And so, you see, when you were first married, you and your husband probably looked in the same direction at life. Look how much you have grown. Look at how much you have grown. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, almost there. Almost there.
Well, you know, the journey seems so far, doesn't it?
Yes.
But
I just got over one big hurdle, so I feel like I'm chugging back. I'm back on the 2-2 train, kind of going back up the hill.
Yeah. You're doing great. You're growing quickly. Just follow your own stardust. Follow your own stardust. Know that he has his. Bless you, Joy. Call in again.
Okay.
I love you, dear.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, my friends, it's an interesting journey, isn't it? We have things that seem to threaten us in this dimension, and we have to use discernment. The body understands. When we think of something, if we go within and we meditate and we have a thought as to what we might do, there is something there that tells us that this resonates, that it's a good thing, or we should stay away from that. This is all part of discernment. And what I hear the masters tell us, that one of the most important things at this point in time is discernment. Extremely important. And so is love. My friends, if you're interested in Steve Fawcett's story, the website is www.stevefawcettlives.com. If you're interested in a reading, an Akashic reading, or some of the books that we do, they're all located at carolynevers.com. And I have to say to you, this is a beautiful day. I hope you have a beautiful day. And what I say to you is next Saturday, Charlene will be with me, and we will be working with healing. We have a two-hour show, starts the same time as this time. So we have the message and the messenger every Sunday this time and every other Saturday. I am just amazed sometimes at the clearing and the work that we do on the Saturday show. So today, for the most part, on Sundays, I bring forth information from the Akashic Records, stories of our past. We're going to do a show on memory, how to remember past lifetimes. I think this is extremely important because I've remembered a lot of my past lifetimes, and I have to tell you, it gives you a whole different perspective. How the journey started, how the journey ended, and what we learned from it. So we're going to do that soon. My friends, I love you all. Have a good day. See you next Saturday, and hopefully Sunday, too. The very best to you. This is Carolyn Evers, signing out for the day. Bless you.